It is the perception that I have, and also the, and also not, because I remember when I first started my last job, I was so excited by the prospect of encouraging mediation in Egypt. I didn't know anything about the job, but I just did it because I had the passion in me. When I have the passion to do something, I don't care whether I have the experience for it or not, because I know I'll figure out a way to do it. When I don't have the passion, then this is where I'm blocked.
Now, what I would express to you is those are also choices. When individuals limit themselves to what they feel, then you are once again limiting yourself, because you are allowing what you feel to dictate what you do. You have more choices than that. You can develop a passion. You can choose. Passions are very similar to feelings and generally are accompanied by feelings, but they are similar to feelings in the capacity that people think that feelings merely happen. You don't choose them. They merely happen. Which is not entirely correct. Passions are the same. People think you merely have a passion, or you don't. It isn't a choice, but it is.
Okay, but
passions,
how? Yes.
Are interests.
Mm-hmm.
Interests can be developed. Interests can become passions as they are developed.
Okay, but why would I develop a certain interest? I mean, this is interesting in itself, because how would I develop an interest? How can I? Now I'm totally puzzled. It's like, for example, I choose tomorrow to work in fashion, for example. Okay, let me decide that I will be interested in fashion, and then I can develop that interest. Okay, fashion is something that I'm interested in a certain capacity, so let me not use that. But let's say in becoming a pilot.
That is an excellent example.
Okay.
Because you do have some interest in it. It doesn't matter if you have a tremendous interest in a particular subject. You could be interested in fashion. And you can express that you don't know very much about fashion. You only know what you like and what you don't like. But you can choose to give yourself more information. You can choose to learn more about that subject. And as you learn more about that subject, you can choose what directions with that subject. and you can move in directions of developing that interest, and it can become a passion. It may not begin as a passion, but it can become one. Passions are choices also. Just as individuals may actually have a passion for a particular subject and never follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And never move in that direction. And think about it, and it may continue to surface throughout their life, and they may only think about it and never engage it. Because a passion is a developed interest. Now, generally, as I expressed, passions are accompanied by feelings, because feelings are signals. And therefore, if you are developing and expressing a passion, you generally will express feelings in relation to that of excitement, inspiration, comfort. You may feel satisfaction. You may increase your interest, and you may be considerably motivated with it the more you develop it, because it feels good. That feeling good is your signal of validation that you are engaging something that in the moment is satisfying to you, and that you are content with, and that you are comfortable with, and that you like. That is what that good feeling is signaling you to in the moment. Therefore, yes, passions generally do also include what you think of as good feelings, because you are validating yourself while you are engaging it. But passions are not directions and expressions that merely happen to you. You choose them. I would express most individuals have more passions than they are aware of because they never explore. There are many individuals in your world that if you were to engage conversation with them and ask them, they would express that they aren't passionate about anything. That in one sense is correct, but in another sense it is not. It is correct in the manner that they are not expressing any passions, or that they have not explored any passions. It is incorrect in the capacity that they don't have any passions. Every individual has passions, but that doesn't mean that every individual explores them or expresses them. That would be a statement by an individual that they have no interest at all. Which would be incorrect.
Actually, yes. I mean, now that you're saying this, I'm remembering my also experience with this particular topic of mediation. It was an interest and it was a curiosity, which later developed into passion, and now doesn't interest me anymore. I sort of like lost it completely. I could care less about
because
it.
Because passions change.
Yeah, yeah. But it developed.
Those passions, yes, remain, and that is dependent upon how the individual develops them. Let me express to you that when an individual does express a passion and does develop them, if they only develop them in one direction, eventually they will reach a point in which it doesn't interest them any longer. And then their passion will change because their interest changes. Now, in that, it also is a matter of how far an individual can develop a particular interest or a particular passion. There are some subjects that perhaps an individual can explore and follow only to a certain point. And that at that certain point, they have achieved all they can achieve with that particular subject. But it is a matter of how the individual engages it. When I say to you, even with a subject that the individual perceives that they have achieved everything that they can possibly achieve with that particular passion, that is likely because they are pursuing it in only one direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is likely almost no subject that you can't continue to explore in different capacities. It is merely a matter of how you explore it and how you allow yourself to branch out in relation to a particular subject. But in that, I would say to you that the base element of the entire subject of passions is a matter of interest and how they are developed, or whether they are developed,
yeah,
or whether an individual even allows themselves to explore interest.